better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour? Pretty sportsy. You want to mix it up a little?
We can. I don't know if you even care about this, but the LeVar Ball thing is so fascinating to me.
I prefer to say the male Kardashian. I don't even like to give his name credit, but okay. But I'm interested in a different way. So, yeah. So feel free to go ahead, and I will.
Oh, you do want to talk about that?
Yes. I'm not calling him by his name. I'm just calling him male Kardashian.
Before we do that, here's a report from, and Josh sent us this. I don't know much about the website, seccountry.com, but they say, report, Arkansas hires SMU head coach Chad Morris. So.
I have yet to see that on anything.
Again, I haven't vetted seccountry.com.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's one that's had some wrong stuff in the past.
Okay. Eric Bolin.
Hogsports.com also put that out 8 minutes ago.
Okay.
So
does that mean it's official?
No, it's again.
Who's this Eric Bolin character? He's got a check mark by his name.
Is it on Twitter now?
Oh no, he doesn't have a real check mark. Not on it. Like, there's a check. Like, the link to his Twitter shows him with a blue check mark, and then when you get to his actual Twitter page, he doesn't have a blue check mark.
It's a nice trick.
And now he says, the first tweet on his timeline is, "We don't have anyone officially saying he's taken the gig, but we do know Morris has been offered it. Probably only a matter of time." Okay, well, never mind. Yeah. Forget everything I said. SECCountry.com is not a reputable website.
Yeah, fake news.
I'm not going to trust hogsports.com either, because they probably picked it up off of SECCountry.com. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, that's the one that reported Tom Herman was going to South Carolina.
Well, maybe.
So that's grain of salt. All right.
Okay. The Ball family saga, which... If you don't know the full story of how the Ball brothers got to UCLA, basically, Steve Alford was in trouble. He was probably about to get fired from UCLA. Things were looking bleak. Well, LeVar Ball was a massive recruit, and basically the deal was... Lonzo Ball was a massive recruit, not LeVar. He was a massive disaster.
Oh, no, he could beat Michael Jordan, remember?
But if they wanted Lonzo, they had to take LiAngelo and LaMelo, who I don't know. I've heard that LaMelo is pretty good. I don't keep up too much with high school basketball, so I don't know. And now LeVar has pulled LaMelo out of his high school. Because he feels like he can better prepare him for the NBA than the high school can. And the middle brother, LiAngelo, who was in the news recently because he got caught shoplifting in China.
Oh, but that wasn't his fault.
And Donald Trump had to save his life, has not played for UCLA since. None of the three players who got arrested have played for UCLA since. Not really a surprise. Steve Alford said, we're going to let them earn their chance to play. Well, LeVar didn't like that, and now he's pulled LiAngelo off of UCLA. And he says he can prepare LiAngelo for the NBA better than UCLA can. By the way, mark my words now. Write this down in your notebook.
Oh, wait, let me get my notebook.
LiAngelo Ball is not an NBA player. He's just not. I've seen him. I've... No, he's not. He was a three-star recruit coming out of high school. He's only at UCLA because his brother is Lonzo Ball. Again, I don't know much about LaMelo. I think that he's probably somewhere in between Lonzo and LiAngelo as far as talent level goes. But now, I mean, I think what you can we can agree that LaMelo's never going to set foot on UCLA either, even though that was the initial deal. LeVar has pageant-dadded this so hard now that he's pulled his children out of school to prepare them for the NBA. And I didn't hate LeVar too much early on because, listen, it's a supportive dad, and I get that. But there is at some point you cross the line from being supportive to being overbearing or enabling. And I think that's where he's gone. And I think there's panic because his son is not performing with the Lakers the way people thought he was going to. And I think he can still get better. I think he's a pretty good player. But the drama really all started last year when UCLA got knocked out of the tournament, when Lonzo Ball played like garbage. And he said, oh, well, we lost to Kentucky because Steve Alford had too many white guys playing. Even though all those white guys, and by the way, Lonzo Ball is a half white guy. All those white guys outplayed Lonzo Ball on that day. But it's only gone downhill since then. And now this guy has pulled his youngest kid out of high school and pulled his middle kid off of UCLA. I mean, I can't imagine that this is going to help these kids' lives now. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing if you're a dad who you're trying to make your kids' lives better. But this is a quote from an NBA GM that apparently talked to Adrian Wojnarowski. He's not on any of our scouting lists, even the extended lists. He wasn't even supposed to, if he would have been playing at UCLA this year, he wasn't expected to see much playing time at all. LeVar thinks he's going to play in the NBA next year. He's not. So instead of letting this kid just get a real education, he's now preparing him for an NBA career that's non-existent. I think at some point it goes from being a supportive parent to being you're kind of ruining your kids' lives.
Is he? Because I'm going to tell you what I think this whole thing's about, and I'm not kidding when I say Kardashian. This guy has built up a business by producing nothing, by being the father of a famous basketball player. That's it.
Yes.
And he's making a bunch of money, and he gets attention every time something happens. It's a headline because I don't know why people give a rat's ass about this guy.
People got fooled into thinking that the other two brothers were just as good as Lonzo Ball. And they're not.
But why? That's not why people got fooled. They didn't. It's not that at all. This guy goes on Mike and Mike, goes on every single show, and suddenly makes himself into a celebrity. And good for him because he's going to make a bunch of money off of this. And those kids who can't play, they're going to inherit a bunch of money from his shoe brand and everything else. And he's just famous for being famous, just like the Kardashians. That's all it is. That's all this is, man. And every story he does, getting tweeted at by Donald Trump, gets you attention. This stuff, pulling your kids out of school, gets you attention. He probably knows this kid's not good enough to play in the NBA. And oh, by the way, probably should have been in jail. So, I mean, that's what this is about. It's not about anything else. It's just about this guy playing the media and getting attention. I mean, what is he famous for?
He's famous for having three sons that he thought could all play in the NBA.
He's famous for having one son who can play
in the NBA. Yeah.
That's it. That, and he says a bunch of bombastic stuff. He's Skip Bayless is what he is.
It is very similar.
He is a Skip Bayless with a couple of kids.
Yeah, but now he's actually like affecting his children's lives negatively.
I don't know if he is or not. If he makes more money off of it, they're going to inherit more money because they ain't going to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
And it gets more attention.
But Fred, if let's say let's say your kid was a football player at UH and he wasn't good enough to play football in the NFL and you knew it. And pretty much everybody knew it. So do you say, son, it's going to be important for you to focus on your studies while you're in school here? I mean, have fun playing football, but it's important for you to get a real degree and, like, you know, better your life. Or would you just pull him out of school and say, you know what, guys? I'm going to get him ready for the NFL my damn self. That's irresponsible.
Yeah, but I'm not really getting him ready for the NFL myself. I'm trying to get attention. Yeah. I'm trying to get my name out there more. And the guys, there's a genius to it. You've sat here and talked about him for 10 minutes.
Well,
and the reality is everybody talks about him. And what is he? He's just a dad of one guy. And it becomes a story every time. Like the Lakers enforcing this rule now. That's a headline.
Yeah.
It's headlines I skip over, to be honest with you, because yeah. I know what he's doing, just like I don't pay any attention to the Kardashians. But
like, honestly, when I hear talk about the Lakers and Lonzo, when it relates to him, I don't even care anymore because like Lonzo plays for the Lakers. LeVar is a nobody to them, I would assume. But with the UCLA thing, like just the fact that he pulled his kid off the team and said that he's going to, like basically pulled him out of school and said, I'm going to get him ready for the NBA myself. I mean, maybe it's for attention, but it's for attention at the cost of your kid's education, which that just seems a little bit off.
Yeah, or he knew he was going to get kicked off the team anyway.
I mean, Steve Alford wasn't going to kick him off the team.
Well, maybe there's something else about to happen that we didn't know about. And that's the thing. You're just getting ahead of it. And 713 nails it. Says LeVar's been trolling media all the time, and they keep feeding him. I mean, that's the thing. Everything's a story with this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why people care. But it's web hits.
Well, I guess if maybe it's just interesting to me. I'm not interested really in I was less interested in it before, honestly, because as long as his kids were going to school and his kids could actually play, okay. Yeah, I mean, you're a weird dad, and I wouldn't want to deal with you. And I remember when the NBA draft was around, I said, there's 5-6 players in this draft just as good as Lonzo Ball who don't have their dads, jumping up and down on the sideline. I don't need that, and I still stand by that. But this seems like such an irresponsible thing to do.
Yeah, I just see it from a different perspective. I think everything he does is for attention, and
could
this
be.
Is just another thing, and it worked because it's all over the place.
Well, if so, that's really disappointing because, again, getting playing for attention is one thing, and if that's your end game is to get as much attention as possible, okay. Doing it at the cost of your children's educations, that's pretty garbage. That's a pretty bad dude if that's the case.
A lot of people do homeschooling now. Obviously, for college, that's a different animal, but if you think the guy can play basketball, may not play in the NBA, but there's a lot of money to be made overseas.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mott says, to Fred's point, Bloomberg calculated LeVar received $13 million in free advertising by Trump tweeting him.
Wow. Well, maybe you're right then.
And that's how I see it. I see it as a wrestling bit. I mean, he's been on WWE. That's all this guy is. So, yeah.
Well, I guess when LeAngelo needs a new job,
he knows where to go.
He knows where to go. My computer career, because the UCLA thing and the NBA, I promise you, is not going to work out for him. My computer career could maybe help him get started in the field of IT. And it worked for Trenton, the former truck driver. Back in July, Trenton started classes at My Computer Career. 4 months later, he's already started his IT career. It's not rocket science. You don't need a math or a computer background. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. My Computer Career will train you for the high-demand field of IT, and you can start your new life in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. What are you waiting for, guys? Classes start up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
This is Fred. He's experiencing an epidemic that's sweeping across our nation. Boredom of his man cave. His large flat screen television. His fancy reclining chair. Nothing can shake Fred's boredom. But then, Fred discovered fantasy sports tickers from Tickercom.net. Fantasy sports tickers mount on your wall and give you the latest live scores and updates. Use promo code ESPN for 5% off and free shipping. Order yours today at Tickercom.net.
At Republic Harley-Davidson, we ride with you. The storms have long since passed, but the work to get our lives back to normal continues. We know there's nothing like a good long ride to help us deal with the challenges life brings. And we're here to get you on a bike so you can clear your mind and prepare for what's next. Walk into Republic Harley-Davidson and ride out on any new 2017 Touring Sportster or Street Motorcycle with no money down and special financing for a limited time. There's a lot on your mind. Your motorcycle payment doesn't have to be one of them. Get to Republic Harley-Davidson today. RepublicHD.com. Open 7 days a week for your holiday shopping convenience. Ho, ho, ho.
Financing offer available on new models 2017, 16, and 15 through Eagle Mark Savings Bank. Subject to credit approval, not all applicants will qualify. Other terms, conditions, and limitations may apply. Offer subject to change or cancellation at any time.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Ah, the sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
62% of medications purchased online are fake, and many contain toxic ingredients like antifreeze, floor wax, and house paint.
You're kidding, right?
They're toxic. It's something that humans should not be eating or drinking.
I want to take medication to stay healthy, not make me a lot sicker.
The good news is you can be sure your online pharmacy is safe if you see .pharmacy in its web address.
So if I see .pharmacy,
it's legit.
Learn more at safe.pharmacy, a public service from NABP.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by your locally owned Domino's. 610 to South Loop, eastbound at I-45, there is an accident on the left shoulder. Domino's loves you so much that they're giving you 50% off the menu price on pizzas when you order on Domino's.com, online only, and valid through December 7th. Availability and charges may vary. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
We don't have to talk about that anymore. It's not the best conversation, I think.
The actual event doesn't interest me. What interests me is how he's made himself into what he is by doing this. And
his self-promotion is unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
It's unbelievable that it's worked and that everyone's bought into it. Like, I could care less about him until I hear things like this. And it's like, oh, dude, your kid had a full ride to UCLA and you're basically lighting it on fire because why? I don't understand it.
Yeah. But I don't care how he raises his kids. I mean, that's he's the one that chooses to make that public. I don't have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, that's true.
TJ says LaMelo should go play in China.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, I don't think he's welcome.
And you know, I don't feel too sorry for a guy that was shoplifting in a foreign country.
No.
So.
No, but he was going to serve his sentence with the other two guys. They were all going to sit on the bench until basically what Steve Alford said is – I don't think he was doing anything crazy by saying this, saying, I'm going to let these guys earn their way back onto the team. They're suspended until they prove to me that they understand what they did was wrong. And again, LiAngelo wasn't going to be a player for UCLA this year. And by the way, UCLA's pretty good right now. They don't need him. They're going to be just fine.
That's probably part of it, too.
Yeah. But the problem was, for Steve Alford, he committed to this so he could get Lonzo. And he was like, oh, God, this is miserable. So for Steve Alford, he's probably thrilled.
Yeah.
Because the headache's off of him now. He doesn't have to deal with LaVar Ball anymore. So he got the best of it. And, you know, he had to deal with him for a year and a half, which probably was miserable. But it got him an elite-level player and got other elite-level players' interests along with it. And now he's done with the headache. So, I mean, he's probably happy.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I just feel bad for LiAngelo Ball for whatever reason.
I don't. He's a shoplifter. In a foreign country. Screw him.
Yeah, but it's not like he's a rapist and you know or a murderer.
No, but I wouldn't even know who the hell he was if his dad wasn't out promoting him, so I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't. Whatever, you know, however that family wants to run their business, they can do it. I don't care. It's the guy is using, he's basically playing everything perfectly to make himself famous.
Yeah.
And he's playing it by the book, right down to the, you know, to the Skip Bayless, Clay Travis, you know, fill in the blank handbook.
Yeah.
No, you're probably the Kardashians. Right. And so that, to me, those guys mean nothing to me. The only one that does is the one that plays for the Lakers. And that's if he can play.
Yeah.
Which we don't know yet. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Let's kind of put a damper on things. I had some fun stuff, but now I'm kind of like, do I really want to go to that?
Because I pissed you off by talking about
You pissed me off. It's just I think it's one of those stories that I don't want to say I don't understand why people care. But
you wish people didn't care.
Yeah, I do, because that just plays exactly into what he wants.
Yeah.
If I'm talking about him, that's exactly what he wants. I mean, that's, you know, but that's okay. You know, that's if you care.
He wants someone saying he's an idiot?
He's okay with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that. Well, I mean, you're probably right, but I just don't get it.
Well, are you surprised? Do you read the president's tweets?
Stop it, Fred. Quit surprised? Being such a liberal.
Get out of here with that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. At some point, this guy will fade.
Oh, I'm sure. This is probably going to help it too, honestly. Long term, like his kid's not going to UCLA.
Yeah.
It'll probably help it. I mean, I'm sure he's going to try to get in the news when draft time comes around. But realistically, if his son couldn't play, do you really think he would have been going on Mike and Mike? Do you think he'd be going on with Dan Le Batard? Like if his son wasn't going to be a top five NBA draft pick?
No, but I blame them for putting him on. I'd rather have the kid on.
Oh, I would too.
Honestly, I had a chance to have him on the show. I got an email from somebody who said they could get him on the show. I said, no, I'm not gonna feed that beast.
Yeah.
It's not my...
I think once people realize that these kids don't have a chance, or at least this middle kid doesn't have a chance to play in the NBA, the interest in LeVar talking about his son's NBA prospects fades tremendously. At least I would think. I don't know if that's how it'll work, because there's a lot of people who are suckers who, oh yeah, we'll take him, we'll get him on because it'll get clicks or ratings. But I would imagine that the interest would be much less, knowing that this kid isn't an NBA quality player.
Oh, he'll find some other way to get attention. We just spent two segments on him because he pulled a kid out of school.
True.
Think about it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm sorry for bringing it up. I'll try and let it fade going forward.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I just think that's my interest in it is how he continues to keep his name out there by doing stuff that should not be news.
Yeah.
A backup guard gets pulled off a team, and it's news. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
The guy wasn't even going to start. Okay. No, I think it's genius what he's doing.
Yeah.
I refuse to participate in it.
I walked through the other side of the office for the first time. Haven't been through there. went and checked it out.
Do you mind steal my chair yet?
I don't know which office is yours.
It's the one with the door closed and has a sign that says, don't steal the chair or I'll bleep and kill you.
I didn't see that office.
I didn't put the sign on there.
No, I didn't see it. But I did walk down. I saw David Gow.
Yeah.
And David Gow's in his new office. But which, by the way, it's really weird. He's in there with the lights down really low. And there's some dude in there he's talking to.
It's creepy.
Yeah. And he said, you know, AJ, if I had a hot blonde in here, I'd be in some trouble with the lights down like this. I was like, yeah, I would tell on you or I'd blackmail you. But
yeah, blackmail.
In this instance, I'm going to let you go. But yeah, it was kind of weird. I'm not going to lie.
Creepy, actually. Yeah, I think we might want to revisit our sexual harassment policies because you can sexually harass people of the same gender.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Joel Blank sexually harasses me all the time. I've told you guys this.
I thought he'd stop that.
No, he doesn't.
Hmm.
Oh, well.
I thought we had a cease and desist order.
No. No.
That had been filed, and he was supposed to stop grabbing your junk.
No, it would be nice, but he doesn't. Hmm. He never stops. Can't stop, won't stop.
I have something I wanted to share here from your Denver Broncos.
The Broncos of Denver, the thundering herd.
Which they started off 3-1, looking good, right?
They were looking good.
Not so good anymore, right?
Not so good now.
And Vance Joseph, pretty much looking for solutions, right? He's got a new motto.
Vance Joseph is quickly going to be looking for
a new job.
For his office. Because it's going to be gone. It's going to be given away to someone else.
You can't have mine.
Well, he's going to take yours.
You cannot
probably.
Come in here and use my office.
He'll probably take yours.
I will
yours.
Not allow that. But he came up with a motto, and I want you to hear this motto, because you tell me if it works. It says, this team has played hard. Unfortunately, we've turned the ball over at a rapid rate. But as far as effort, guys are finishing games. It gets a little old, but we have a great locker room. We have a great staff. Our motto this week is, no surviving.
What does that mean?
I have no clue. No surviving?
No surviving.
So they're all going to just drop dead? Is that it? They're all...
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily the...
No surviving.
That's not what I would go with.
Because, in fact, I think we should...
Especially if I was a guy who was probably about to lose my job, that wouldn't be the motto that I'd want printed on T-shirts that week.
I think that should be the new Blitz motto. No surviving... And hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Daddy, no surviving. Oh, that came up on my show with RJ today.
Did you guys use the drop?
We did not use the drop because we're in that side studio, which is, we can't do anything in.
Oh, yeah. It's like you're working in a dinosaur cave. Yeah.
But fun show. It'll air tonight over on SportsMap 94.1. It'll also air on the SB Nation Network. Throughout the country at 8 o'clock tonight. If you miss it, you can get it on Podcast Arena. I'll tweet out the link. It also will run Sunday morning at 10. And if you like the argument that AJ and RJ got into on Friday.
It continued without me?
It continued without you.
How'd that go?
I think RJ thinks he won. I don't think so. I feel pretty good. Feel pretty good about feel pretty good about how I did there.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah. He was not happy to learn that we were using that as a drop.
He's not happy about that?
No.
And, Daddy, what drives the order? What's the deciding factors of the order, Daddy?
No surviving, Daddy.
It's funny because RJ's voice is funny. So when he says, hey, Daddy, it's even funnier.
Mm. Hey, Daddy.
That's good.
Jerong, I have a couple people claiming that the podcast is playing the Salisbury show.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
Oh, come on, dude. Great.
Maybe
help us out, John.
Maybe they just thought that because you were talking.
John, what team are you on? Team Blitz?
Team Blitz.
For sure?
Yes.
You wouldn't sabotage us. I like to help.
John is team no surviving.
No surviving, hashtag.
Yeah. Well, that's us. If you put the Salisbury Show stream on. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Raisin Cane's. I've been telling you about their holiday campaign, and they've got the 25th. It's the 25th anniversary of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York. They're releasing that 25th anniversary DVD. And if you stop by Raisin Cane's for always fresh, never frozen chicken fingers gift cards, and you can get that limited edition Kevin plush puppy. And The cool thing about that puppy is, I mean, first of all, it's cute, which is a good thing. Make a perfect gift. And if you purchase a Kevin-themed plush puppy at Raising Cane's, 15% of the net proceeds will go to support a local pet welfare organization. Raising Cane's teaming up with Home Alone 2, Lost in New York for its 25th anniversary, of course. You can look for it on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. And they're also helping you out with gift cards. Buy $25 gift cards right now. Get a $5 bonus card free while supplies last. All that said, it's all for the same thing. It's all for the love of chicken fingers. They're one love, those great chicken finger meals. The always fresh, never frozen, premium cuts, marinated at least 24 hours before cooked, and only cooked when you order and served hot. Cane sauce, which is homemade daily, not prepackaged. This is top quality stuff, and it's so delicious with everything there, including the French fries. The French fries are great to dip in there. The Texas toast, which has the real garlic butter and the premium seasonings on top. That's great to dip. It's all great in that cane sauce. They've got the hand-squeezed lemonade every day. So good. So many things to love at Raising Cane's, including the fact that they're giving 15% of the sales of those puppies to local animals, and it's a great thing. Raising Cane's, 25 locations and counting in the Houston area. Find the one nearest you. Raising Cane's, one love.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Matt Pauley.
The University of Houston is looking for a new athletic director. That's after Hunter Yurachek to accept the same position at the University of Arkansas, taking an SEC job. The university releasing a statement yesterday that they are already searching for a new leader who shares their desire to compete for championships at the highest level. Houston Rockets basketball, they've got the day off. They'll be back in action on Thursday when they play at Utah. The Jazz have won 4 of the last 6 in the series. San Antonio Spurs basketball beating the Pistons yesterday 96-93. Kawhi Leonard saying before the game yesterday that he is feeling healthy and he should be able to return soon. They host Miami on Wednesday. I'm Matt Pauley with this sports update on ESPN 97.5.
If you or your loved one has experienced an accident, car, truck, slip and fall, workplace, or have an overtime claim, call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice at 713-626-8900. That's 713-626-8900 or go to LawyerDave.com.
Trailer Wheel and Frame is your home for the $100 hitch. Nobody has a larger selection of Curt hitches in stock ready to be installed. See the store for details. Trailer Wheel and Frame is your one source for all your trailer needs and home of the $100 hitch. Go to TrailerWheel.com.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, 610 the South Loop, eastbound at I-45, there's an accident. There's also a problem on I-10 the Katy Freeway, westbound at Derry Ashford in the managed lanes. Makers of Blood and Honey, an unfiltered American ale brewed with blood orange peel and Texas honey, Revolver Brewing, Granbury, Texas, make every round count. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday, Uberito above and beyond your basic burrito.
Hey, guys, if you're looking for the perfect gift for somebody who has everything, how about meat? There's nothing better than meat. And how about you can order for everybody who likes meat with the click of a mouse? That's simple. You get the perfect gift, get it delivered right there. You avoid all the lines. Talking about Omaha Steaks, they've got a great package for you. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks, and for only $49.99, you can get my family gift pack when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code FRED in the search bar. You're going to get 75% off, and I'm telling you, you can knock out 2 or 3 gifts with this. You can get a gift for yourself. If you're having a party, just get the family gift pack for that. Throw all this stuff on the grill. You're going to be fine. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Listen to everything you get for less than $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code FRED in the search bar, and get a 75% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. omahasteaks.com.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Know what that music means? Time for our good friend. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon, Mr. TV. Jerome Solomon, what's up, buddy?
What's up, gentlemen? How's it going?
Oh, sports and stuff. We're just we're working on no surviving here. So
that's our show motto.
You got some internet, so you ought to be happy.
We do have a little bit of internet, but I don't know if that's going to survive.
So what you been up to, man? We haven't.
We missed you last week.
Yeah,
I was waiting. Y'all didn't call me. I know how you do.
Is that true, John?
Well, I called him like three times.
No, you did not.
Oh, well, boy, here we go.
No, well, on a side note, since Hurricane Harvey, the phone service in my neighborhood has been awful. But that's not something you can really complain about compared to what's happened to most people. So, but I told John, yeah, I'm good, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting and didn't get a phone call. And he didn't text me to say, hey, where you at? Or anything. So I assume y'all just cut me out.
Well, I don't know, because I asked him, wait, is there any drum? Oh, he's not responding. Maybe you guys have a little personal thing going on that we don't know about, that you've pissed him off, and maybe you need to apologize to John.
I've pissed John off before, but the cool thing about John is he's never said it. I know I have. I assume I have, because who haven't I pissed off before? So. So there's no specific issue between us at this point.
Okay, well, I'm going to believe you on that. we'll ask John. He'll tell us off air. So a big debate over Alabama or Ohio State. Do you really think in the end that it matters that much? They get the right team? What were your thoughts? I know you like you some college football.
Yeah, I love college football, and I really was excited about the addition of a 14 playoff. They didn't do what I wanted to do from the get-go. I was, you know, in favor of the BCS when they got to two teams, so at least we can figure something out. But in going to four, I wanted to go to six so that one and two get a first-round bye, because you earn that when you get to that high. There's no perfect way to do it, but we're going to argue about, you know, whoever is left out, we're always going to argue about it. That's just a given, and it's going to always be that way. But it would have been ridiculous if Alabama, based on the way they were through the season, was not part of the four teams in the playoffs. I mean, I'm sorry. There's no question they're one of the four teams that should be there. I mean, it's easy to say, well, they didn't beat anybody. Well, they would have beaten all those teams. Well, we can assume that, but it's not their fault the teams weren't playing and they didn't fit in. So, no, I think they got it right, but I don't blame people in Ohio State for being upset and want to argue the point.
So, how do you think these games play out? I'm really intrigued because, for one thing, from a betting perspective, the lines are extremely close on both games. How do you think it's going to play out?
It could be really fun. I mean, this could be as good as you can get. And I know I might be proven wrong by it, but I just can't believe Clemson is as good as all the evidence shows that they are. So I know I'm being stupid by trying to act like they're not as good as they are. But really, you lose the best player in college football. Deshaun Watson, in his 6 weeks of playing or starting as a Texans quarterback, wasn't he one of the best 10, 15 players in the NFL?
Yeah, definitely one of the 10 best quarterbacks.
Oh, no question about quarterbacks. Yeah, I'm even bigger than that. And you're better? I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited by it and won't miss a snap. But I'm not sold on Clemson being as good as all of the information shows that they are, and you know, they'll be holding up the trophy. And I go, okay, yes, you're right. I'm wrong.
Jerome Solomon is our guest. Hey, I something I wrote this weekend, I'm kind of curious to get your thoughts on. I think Bill O'Brien should get next year, but he shouldn't get an extension.
Oh, now we're talking.
And I think he should get one more year, but not get an extension. What are your thoughts?
Now you're talking. So you've been on the air. You've been working through your business. I wrote a column that's going to be in tomorrow's Chronicle that was posted here recently. And you could not be more wrong, Fred. Sorry. We give him a pass because the Texans season, or because of all the injuries and everything that's happened with the Texans season, you give him a pass for that. I'm not buying that. There are a bunch of reasons, and you can go and tell everybody, go check out the column, or whatever. But we didn't give Garrett Kubiak a pass in 2013. He had, you know, a host of significant injuries across the board, and he managed to have a mini stroke at midseason as well, and we didn't give him a pass. It's you don't get a pass because your best defensive player, your most important defensive player, is out for the season, and you lost J.J. Watt too. Your quarterback is down. The injuries had nothing to do with the absolute ridiculous, dumb, not smart, against all analytical information call against the Patriots. It had nothing to do with the take three dives up the middle and give away a game that you could possibly win at Seattle. It had nothing to do with all of the end of the first half and that timeout situation that he's blown, including this last Sunday against Tennessee that gave the Titans another field goal. It had nothing to do with the guy deciding that his ego was too big to hire an offensive coordinator to run the show so he can be in charge of the big picture, which has certainly affected his concentration as it's done with this year. I do believe the Texans would be better than 4-8 if they'd had no major injuries during the season. But do I think that Bill O'Brien would have gotten the best out of the team and maximized what they're capable of if that were the case? I'm not sold on that. So, no, you don't give the guy a pass at all. Just go, everybody's hurt. Oh, let's ignore this season. Let's move on. I'm not buying that, Fred.
Okay. We can agree that you're wrong on this one.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what you've been watching, but that offense that he's taken over was actually terrific when he had a quarterback, and he's actually had good play calls. He's just got garbage. He's got garbage at quarterback.
What, really?
Yes.
His garbage
that he picked, yes.
And right. Yeah, exactly. So he was in charge of this. He had a lot to do with that. You're acting like, and beyond the he had the choice in all these quarterbacks, and he picked most of these guys. Beyond that, and I'm not even getting into the Case Keenum was there and he didn't want him. I mean, look what Case is doing, because that would be cheap. But not only did he handpick most of those guys, are you certain that Bill O'Brien made Deshaun Watson, as opposed to Deshaun Watson made Bill O'Brien? Are you sure that?
Nobody's saying that. Nobody's saying that he made Deshaun Watson.
That's kind of what you're saying. You're look how great they were with Deshaun Watson.
You know what? The only thing worse than your take on this is your phone connection, because I can barely hear you making nonsense over there.
Fred, that's the hurricane's fault.
Of course it is.
Sorry, man. I didn't drive Old Acres Homes in the hood. Maybe I get a better reception.
I didn't even understand.
I don't know what you said either, Jerome. Hey, right, we love you, man. We'll talk to you next week. Yep, that's the perfect finish there.
Yeah. I couldn't understand half of what he was saying. I really couldn't. Probably should have ended that sooner.
That's all right.
That's on me.
You know what else is on you?
My shirt.
Well, that. But it's on you to take care of yourself as a man. You know, you got a family to take care of. You know what else is on you, Fred? You know what you should do? You should get circumcised. It's not too late.
Get out of here with that.
I'm serious.
If you're an uncircumcised male, get out of here.
It's not too late. You're at an increased rate for many types of infections, STDs, cancers, and more. And now ManCenters is the only certified practice in Houston performing the Shang Ring circumcision procedure. That's real. That's a real thing, Fred. It's adult male circumcision. It's FDA approved, easy, quick, safe, and effective, and it's performed within 10 to 15 minutes. It's done in the clinic. It's tremendously less recovery time than a conventional circumcision, and it costs less. There's no need for anesthesia, so the cost is less. Up to 5 times less than conventional circumcision. Cleaner, less pain, lower complication rate, and cheaper. Higher appearance satisfaction rate, and it's typically covered by insurance. Most guys think if they're not circumcised now, it's too late. It's not true. The Shang Ring procedure can be performed on any male over the age of 1. So if you've been thinking about it and you're like, oh man, I'd really love to get that done, they can do it for you. I-10 in Campbell in Houston, Pearland right off 288, or in Tomball on Tomball Parkway. Go to mancenters.com to book your appointment today. It's ManCenters. Men's health starts here.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
Stocks stumbled a bit today as overseas markets were mostly lower, and some concerns arose about the shape that the tax reform program, now being held in conference between the House and Senate, may be getting a little more complicated than originally thought. The Dow lost 109 points, closing just off the lows of the day at 24,180. S&P down nearly 10 to 26.29. NASDAQ down 13 to 67.62. Oil prices edged higher by 21 cents to $57.69 a barrel. President Trump plans to identify and recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and suggest the U.S. embassy could move there at some juncture, potentially raising the ire of Arabs in the region and suggesting that also a peace initiative between and among the U.S. and other parties may not be possible under those circumstances. Oil may have moved up on that alone. Gold down $9 to $12.69 the ounce. 10-year note yield dropped a bit to 2.35%.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Hey folks, David Gow here. When we started Gow Media, we went to Texas Citizens Bank. And if you're starting your own business or growing a current one, you too should go to Texas Citizens Bank. Texas Citizens Bank can help you finance a new building, buy new equipment, or get a line of credit. The team at Texas Citizens Bank understands the needs of small businesses. Look, you've been rooting for the Houston teams. We all have. Here's another one. The team at Texas Citizens Bank. To learn more, go to TexasCitizensBank.com today.
Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Luke's Ice House is everyone's favorite spot for football season. Catch all the college bowl games, college football playoffs, and NFL games at Luke's. Enjoy $15 Miller Lite and Coors Light buckets every Saturday and Sunday. Happy hour Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Plus, watch all the games inside or on their huge patios on Calder Avenue in Beaumont and Nederland Avenue in Mid-County. There's always good music, good people, and great times at Luke's Ice House.
2018 is just around the corner. Is your website hurting or helping you reach your goals? Many business websites are outdated, not mobile-friendly, and not focused on conversions. It may be time to update your website. SiteJab.com is providing website evaluations at no cost to ESPN radio listeners. Call SiteJab.com at 713-999-4661. That's 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661. SiteJab. More clicks, more leads.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Account Temps. If you're out on the South Loop 610 eastbound at I-45, there's an accident. Because holiday vacations happen even when payroll is due, call Account Temps. They provide accounting and finance professionals on a temporary basis and fast. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps or Robert Half Company. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com is your
one-stop
shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. The site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. Check out content from some of your favorite radio hosts. A.J. Hoffman.
That's right.
Two stories last week.
That's right.
Granato, Charlie Polillo has one every week. Barry Warner had a good one today about Brian Cushing the cheater.
It was actually good?
Yeah. And, of course, there's stuff for me. If you aren't on Sports Map every day, you're missing out. Check it out right now, sportsmap.com. Time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I had a different one, but somebody sent this right before the show, and it's from today. But Melbourne, Australia, where detectives are hot on the trail of a thief who broke into a Melbourne adult shop and stole an expensive sex doll. It gets better. He was wearing a baklava and a pair of stockings as a disguise. He is thought to have used a fire hydrant to break into the Sexyland outlet on South Road at about 6 a.m. on Sunday. He had earlier deployed bolt cutters to get through a fence. So this guy had to go through a fence and all
this
kinds of stuff.
This guy's serious.
Yeah. The picture of him, he looks like a terrorist, basically. But he stole Dorothy, a life-size fantasy figurine with ultra-realistic feeling skin and titanium alloy skeleton. And he got away in a white Ford Transit van. Sexyland staff refused to comment on whether anything else was stolen. The reason he went to all this trouble? $4,495 this
Dorothy is worth. That's how much the sex toy cost?
Yes.
I got to see this thing.
You do? Because I got to tell you, you know, I'm kind of out on sex robots because now they're thinking and they're starting to act like real women and we can't have that. I would think about this. She's actually pretty well put together.
She's very busty.
Very busty and, you know, nicely. I mean, I'd think about it. You know, if I'd.
You wouldn't think about stealing it.
No, no. And I wouldn't pay $4,400 for it, but. You know, if somebody...
You'd pay $4,000, though.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm just trying to pay tax on your sex.
I'm just thinking maybe the, you know, producers of Dorothy would like an endorser.
Yeah.
You know? Guys, when my wife says no, I go to Dorothy. She's lifelike. The skin feels real. And with that titanium alloy, you'll think it's the real thing. Plus, her breasts are gigantic. All for the low, low price of $44.95. Worth stealing if you're in Australia. I think this could happen.
I think so.
That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. So we got a sex doll in there.
There you go. You got it in there.
I think Dorothy's kind of cute. I do. I mean, it's not my thing.
Oh, it's your thing.
No. I mean, that titanium alloy thing was what turned me on a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Because that's kind of like sex robot without actually having
it doesn't
robot.
Talk, right?
Yeah, I don't want talk. I don't want that. I'm out on that.
Yeah.
Especially when they start
what talking. What if it could go get you a glass of water afterwards?
I can get my own water.
Okay, you don't need that.
No.
You don't want it thinking that much.
No, because then we've seen what happens there. We've all seen Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
And we're already seeing what's happening with these robots. They're all starting to think. The sex robots are going to turn against us. So he kidnapped a fake woman in a real van.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they do. But
hello, Fred.
Yes.
What the hell?
Just say hello back. It's Dorothy on the line.
No.
Hello, Dorothy.
No. Hello, Fred. Do you want to play a game?
Do you want to play a game with her, Fred?
That sounds like a guy.
Yeah, but what if it's not? It's worth it to find out, right?
I don't know if you put that voice into her body.
Just take the bait.
No, I'm not taking
it. Hi, sexy.
Oh,
that is a woman.
That is a woman, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. You interested now?
A little bit.
I would think so.
As long as she doesn't think.
No, she's not a thinker. Oh, she's blonde. What are you talking about? All right, guys. I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Clean your carpets and floors and help disadvantaged children get a toy this Christmas. How great is that? Two great things at once. Dirt-free carpet cleaning. They've partnered with Toys for Tots again, and they'll clean a free room of carpet with any purchase. All you have to do is donate an unwrapped toy when you call 281-DIRT-FREE. You donate a toy to Toys for Tots. When Dirt-Free comes to clean your carpets, your upholstery, or your tile, and they'll clean one room of carpet free and throw in a free speed dry. You better book it now, guys. It's up to $159 in free services. Get that free room cleaned simply by donating an unused toy to a disadvantaged child. How great is that? They're going to do it without the chemicals. They're going to do it without the soaps. 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. They can clean it all. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.